This is GQDN for Friday, September 29th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about Xbox controllers. How about some Cyberpunk 2077? What did Sony delete? But today we start with the esports corner. We have some major news here. Brought to us by esportsinsider.com, and they're saying that the UK-based grassroots esports organization, the Goose House, has been removed by the UK ETC because of sexual harassment. Now, there were a bunch of volunteers and staffs and streamers that were announcing some departures from the organization 2 days ago. And the streamer, Shan, did post a public statement yesterday that was accusing the Goose House co-owner Dan Ellis of some inappropriate behavior. Now, after the statement, there was some support of the streamer, which were also highlighting some negative experiences that they had with Ellis, and that would be alongside the CEO and co-owner of the Goose House. But Ellis is also has the partnerships of the esports agency Code Red Esports. Now, after those developments were made clear, the UK Esports Team Committee, which is UK ETC, did announce that they removed the Goose House from the committee, effective immediately. And the Esports Team Committee is a non-profit organization that was formed in 2021 that wanted to support the UK esports scene. And they recently announced that the Goose House is a member earlier this month. Now, David Taylor of the Goose House, which is the other co-owner, did make a public statement that was in support of Shan and those who left the organization. Here's what he said, quote, "I have reached out to Dan in an attempt to have him hand over the ownership of the TGH's biggest asset, our Discord, as well as let him know about the legal path I am willing to take to ensure he hands over 50% holdings in the business. I stand with Shan, as well as anyone willing to come forward. We have built a safe place with ex-volunteers and stream team members. Please reach out to me for an invite if you have been personally affected." Now, the Goose House plays Valorant, mostly, and they have over 10,000 Discord members. And the organization is hosted by the UK-focused esports events. That includes the Birds of Prey series. Now, moving on from that, and staying in the esports corner, a different story. This is good news because Five Legends are making a comeback to the International this year. So, those that are returning will be Mid One as Team SMG, Solo for the Nine Pandas, Gabby for Entity, No One for Team SMG, Topson for Tundra Esports, and those are it. So we'll see how they do when the International comes in later this year. Now, we got something very suspicious, because VGC247.com did say that Sony did delete some tweets that hides an announcement for the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake. Well, what's going on here? So the company did also privatize the announcement trailer on its YouTube channel, as well as the original PlayStation Showcase video that mentioned the game. And the PS blog post of the Knights of the Old Republic is still live. Now, Sony is also delisting the YouTube that did first appear on the Gaming Leaks and Rumors Reddit, and that was researched by Crusader to Elzar on X, who did bring some light to the deleted tweets. In fact, here's what he said. "I can confirm tweets about it from the PlayStation account were deleted and recently. Search KnightsOfTheOldRepublic.twitter.com/PlayStation. The link was cached in Google, but shows up as deleted. So, will this be coming? Keep in mind, as Pierre started the work on the remake 3 years before the 2021 announcement, and the Knights of the Old Republic was projected to be released last year. But we shall see what happens. Mm-hmm. Now, GTA 6, yes, I said it, may be on the way. PC Games N did say that they dropped a tease. The Rockstar did drop a tease. So, PC Games N did admit that Grand Theft Auto 6 is heavy on their minds. But Rockstar did do some writing. And they said, quote, "Happy Moon Festival. Play GTA Online anytime this week to get the red Happy Moon tea and join the festivities." So yeah, that's going on. But they did have a image that went with it. Two people in the tees, but they were looking at the Vinewood sign, and to the left you see VI, Roman numerals, 6. So, is this a tease? I think they're teasing you, GTA fans. But now we got Cyberpunk. And according to PushSquare.com, patch 2.01 has been announced. And that should say, they want to stop breaking the corruption bug. Yeah, it's messing with you a little bit. But the save corruption bug on PlayStation 5. So here's what's in the patch notes. Quote, "The distorted effect causing by selecting a specific dialogue option when talking to Johnny at the end of Automatic Love will no longer persist on the screen. 5 will no longer die in the heist by falling through the elevator when riding to the 42nd floor with low FPS. Fix an issue where the UI could show controller inputs when playing with keyboard and mouse. Made it possible to properly switch to arms, cyberware, by cycling through weapons. Gig breaking news will be properly triggered after approaching the quest area. Vehicle radio volume will be adjusted so it's not too quiet when compared to other sounds in the game. And address the issues of corrupted saves on PlayStation by increasing the maximum save file size limit. Note, this won't fix the saves corrupted before the update. If you're experiencing the issue, keep a working save, e.g. resave it as a manual save, till 2.01 arrives. Performance improvements for both PC and consoles, especially in the Dogtown area." End quote. So there's your patch notes. But now we get some cool stuff, because according to PC Games N, they did say that NVIDIA GeForce RTX 5000, The specs have been leaked. Now, here's what people have been saying on X. This is by CupitT7Kimi, and they said, "As I mentioned before, GA100 is 8 star 8, and the GH100 is 8 star 9. Gigabytes 100 will have a basic structure like 8-10, and GB202 looks like 12-8. In fact, he was asked how much L2 cache and memory bit bus. That was Warren Turbiet. And there was a reply by Cupti. GB100, 1,892 bit. GB202, 512 bit. But the 5000 series could see some similar improvements elsewhere. So we'll see what goes on with that. Now, the Xbox controllers are back on sale. We said yesterday, I believe, the Xbox consoles, Series X, is on sale. Well, it makes sense that the controllers will be on sale. 27% off. It's done in the UK, but we shall see if it happens in the US. So, if you're in the UK, you have an Xbox, it's on sale. Go get it. €40. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge. You know when. 6 p.m. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for the live show.